So let's call a meeting to order. Take roll call.
Yes, we have Karina Higgins.
Present.
Chris Arnion.
Christopher Arnion.
Present.
And then Perry Robinson.
Here. Sam, I'm having trouble locating the agenda, so I'm going to let you sort of direct the meeting.
That is totally fine. So we have a few different action items today on the agenda. To start things off, we have a Civil Service Commission meeting minutes for March 11, 2021. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
It's about 2 in the afternoon. All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Passes 3-0. Next up on the agenda, we have request amending Section 10 of the Civil Service Commission rules. And has everyone had an opportunity to review that? I'm seeing some nodding.
Yes.
Onion.
I looked it over.
Okay, great. Is there any discussion, or would the commission like to vote on that? So I'm getting a phone call. I wanted to be loud.
I guess the question I got, Sam, is you drafted the changes, correct?
With the help of Chief Tank, yes. I did have a lot of input from Chief Tank.
Okay. The question I've got is, are you satisfied with what was produced?
Are you referring to myself or the chief?
I mean, between the two of you. But basically, you were the author of it, so.
Correct.
Yeah, so the whole purpose of the changes is because within Section 10 specifically, 10.3, it's titled Rule of Three. And with that Rule of Three, essentially, once a group of candidates go through the oral assessment process, then the top three candidates by score, the names are then given to me. And then from there, I give it to you to certify. And from that point, we have a chief's interview. The problem with that is that during the chief's interview, if a person gives information which would disqualify them from the process, then we're left with two. If a person decides to drop out of the process, then we're left with two. If we have two people drop out of the process, we're left with one. So it doesn't give much wiggle room in terms of having a solid number of candidates from which we could hire from.
Okay, Chief, you, from what I could read, you selected six.
Six or less would be my recommendation.
Okay. Is six a magic number, or is it just give you enough to work with?
I think it just gives me enough to work with. There isn't any particular, I would say, best practice with regard to the number. I chose six just because it's double of what we have now. So certainly it could have been seven, it could have been eight, but I believe six would give a big enough number that we could have more candidates to take a look at, if that makes sense.
Was it compared to any other model civil service rules, like with the MRSC or any other agency, or just to see how they had chosen their number?
So different agencies do it different ways. For example, Ferndale does the Rule of Three. I believe the city of Bellingham, because they're a bigger agency, then they have a bigger number to work with. So it's, you know, it all depends on the agency, but what I've seen, the rule of three is not uncommon, but I believe that it's antiquated.
You know, I think it's better to have a broader number for sure. Not a large number, but to give a little more selection room there.
If I may, I think that the logic that our chief is expressing is sound. It's quite logical. I recall that at the last meeting, I was curious. I did look at the MRSC website to try and read up a little bit on the rule of three. And my only concern was whether there were any legal reasons why expanding it beyond three might be a problem, or if there were any legal risks that that may be encountered that we might otherwise not be aware of. And I had suggested that perhaps the city attorney's office take a look at it before final action be taken. And I don't know, Chief, if that if there was an opportunity for that to occur. I have not done any legal research. I don't feel like that's necessarily appropriate in my role as a commissioner to do so. But I think that your philosophy is sound. And if I were in your role, I would want to be able to have more than three candidates to avoid the risk of a failed search.
Yeah, so I did not send it through any legal review, certainly. And I don't know if Sam has or hadn't, but of course, if that's what you want, that's what we could do.
Yeah, to answer that on my end, no, I did not. I did not send it through there through our legal review.
So we certainly can do that.
We can definitely do that, yes.
And if the commission decides, I don't know the correct term, but to table it or bring it back to the next meeting, I mean, we could certainly do that.
Hello.
I'm comfortable with that, Sam. I think it's satisfactory to me, but perhaps maybe we should just ask the attorney to take a quick look at it.
Okay, so... Am I hearing an agreement with the entire commission that yes, we should postpone it to the June meeting? Is that correct? I know that's probably what Commissioner Higgins wants, but I want to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth, Commissioner Higgins. Is that correct?
I would be fine with that as long as, you know, I would like to hear from the chief if there's a compelling time constraint for which he needs immediate action today. I'd certainly want to know that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. I don't want to create a difficult challenge for him, but I also appreciate that this is something that will probably be in place for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so if we can have that review, and certainly if we need to come back together sooner, you know, I'm happy to be available to do that too. I don't want to be the you know, the stick in the mud either. So I'm not going to be unreasonable and say otherwise.
I mean, at this point, looks like it's been in place since the 90s. So I believe, you know, 1 month or so to get that opinion is not unreasonable. So we will soon be conducting a search for one more police officer, which I'll explain in just a few minutes on a different agenda item. But I don't think it would present any immediate problems as we speak.
Okay.
Christopher, to you, what's your opinion?
I agree with that. I'd like to see just to get their guidance on it to between comparison of other agencies. Like you said, it is very agency specific to your needs. And I agree with how you want to make the change. It's just to make sure that there isn't anything out of the ordinary or comparison to other similar agencies that the city attorney could look at.
Will do.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'll make sure this gets off to our city attorney today.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
And like Karina, if it's something where, like you said, it can wait a month, but if the city attorney is able to review that quickly, I mean, that's, if it comes to that, coming together sooner is fine as well to get things moving.
I guess, Chief, if you feel that you need it earlier, we would be available.
Definitely message received. So I think we'll be okay, but if it comes to that, I'll definitely reach out to the secretary and let him advise you.
Thank you. Sam, what's the next item on the agenda?
Yeah, so next up on the agenda, we have request commission to vacate the two remaining candidates on the current police officer list. And that is going to be brought forth by Chief Tank.
Right. So if you recall during our March meeting that there were two lateral candidates that the commission certified, Jordan Mapumfalo and Caitlin Weaver. We did hire those two officers. They begin Tuesday, June 1st. So thank you for the certification. However, the other two candidates, which you certified, David Arends, once we checked the rules and regulations for the city of Blaine, he is directly related to one of the police officers. And by the city of Blaine policy, he could not be hired due to those policies. And with the second person on that list and the entry level, Stratton Cade, once I did the chief's interview, there was some information that came out that disqualify that candidate for employment as a police officer. So essentially for the lateral and entry level candidates, I'm requesting that you vacate the two entry level candidates, which if that's the case, once you do that, then we have zero candidates left.
Christopher, how do you feel about that?
I'm fine with that.
Karina?
Yes, I'm fine with that as well.
I am too, so I'll call for the vote.
Can we, someone make a motion in a second so I can have it for the record?
Okay. So we're looking for a motion to vacate the two positions.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make that motion then.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Okay, next up on the agenda is request addition of two names to the lieutenant list. This will be brought forth by Chief Pink as well.
Yes. Here's my date. So on May 14th, of this month, we had the lieutenant assessment here for the city of Blaine, and we had five assessors assessing the two candidates, Michael Munden and Brent Green. Based upon the scores which the assessors provided to me, the total raw scores, you have candidate Michael Munding as number one and candidate Brent Green as number two. I do want to note that with regard to promotional assessments, that the revised code of Washington 41.04.010 talks about veteran scoring criteria status in examinations. And the RCW does not allow for any veterans points and promotions, except when one is called to active military service from employment and returns. So the veteran points are generally given to a person when they are hired to an agency, not within promotions. So I just want to, you know, talk about that, because now that we had a lieutenant assessment, in the next month and a half or so, we will have a sergeant assessment, which is the next item. So for the lieutenant candidates, you have Michael Munden, number one, and Brent Green, number two, based upon the scoring from the assessors on May 14th. Any questions?
No.
No, not
right now.
Not for me. Sam, what are we looking for? Motion?
Yeah, just a motion to add the two names to the lieutenant list.
Can we get a motion to that effect? Well, I'll make a motion to that effect.
Thank you.
Would you repeat the motion, please?
Yeah, the motion would be to add two names to the lieutenant list. We now need a second.
You said you do not need a second?
Oh, we do. We now need a second. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll second.
Okay.
Questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Next item is the chief's report. And chief, would you like to carry this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you recall during the last meeting, and Commissioner Onion may not have the update that I gave on the March 8th meeting. So if you don't have that, I'll ask staff to certainly send that to you. But I talked about the 2021 staffing, which I will repeat it. So we're allocated one chief of police, one lieutenant, three sergeants, seven patrol officers, one record manager, and an office specialist / evidence custodian. So on May 7th, Andy Anorbis, Sergeant Anorbis, he switched agencies and he went to the city of Ferndale to be an officer. He saw opportunity there. So therefore, once we promote a lieutenant from one of the sergeant candidates, we will have two sergeant openings. So therefore, and we knew that was coming. We knew that we would have to do that. But it didn't make sense for me to, since Lieutenant King retired, to do one sergeant promotion, then have to turn around and do another promotion assessment. So we will have two vacancies once a lieutenant is promoted. I did send out a what we call a letter of interest to the officers to see who was interested based on their qualifications, and we got four responses from those officers. What will happen is that the city has to post the position of sergeant, and they'll do that internally, and that'll go to everyone in the city to post the position. And then once the position is posted, then the interested candidates will send their resume and their cover letter to the city clerk stating that they're interested and have met the qualifications. From that point on, we will have an assessment center, which is a little bit more in depth than the lieutenant assessment center. The lieutenant assessment center was a panel of five people, but the sergeant assessment center is generally two or three different assessments on the same day with different panelists. So that'll be coming this summer to fill those two positions. Once we do that, we still have one police officer position to fill. So we have two sergeants to fill, one police officer, and then we'll be full staff hopefully by the end of the summer. Any questions? and I hope I wasn't talking too fast.
No.
No, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Sounds good.
Okay, since Chief's report is over, the next item is any kind of commission report. And this section of the agenda is for any commissioner who would like to give a report. So are there any commissioners who wish to give a report to the commission?
Okay. I'm good.
Look, thank you, commissioners. It looks like Chief Tank does have another report.
Yes.
Okay.
So with regard to the rules itself, I did submit that change for Rule 10, but my hope with the commission is that in the coming months, we'll probably hopefully get a chance to sit down to take a look at the whole document.
Absolutely.
I think that's more than warranted.
For sure. Okay, well, the next item on the agenda is adjourning the meeting. And if Chairman Robinson, if you'd like to adjourn the meeting, then you're more welcome to do so.
Before we adjourn, I think we should determine what our next meeting is going, what the date is, and what format we're going to use.
So in terms of the date, we've settled on, was this the third Tuesday of every month at 3 p.m.? It's the third or fourth Tuesday. I can't remember. It's just on it's on the Outlook calendar. And in terms of format, we're not sure. That's technically up to the governor's office. We're likely going to in-person city council meetings in early July. And that's basing it off of the state opening up on June 30th or after June 30th and the OPMA going back to the way it was. But we're not 100% certain. I was speaking to Commissioner Higgins about this earlier, in that if there's an issue with people attending these meetings, unless I am told otherwise by our city attorney, then we could plan on doing Zoom for at least a couple more times until we're kicked off.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will let the commission know the format as we get closer and closer.
Sounds good.
And I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Say aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful.